Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss
here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? Oh,
right now. Right now.
Judge us simply cause our hair is long.
Oh, you know we've got to find a way.
Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Here we go again. It seemed like we just left Sunday last week, and here we are again. What a beautiful day it is. We're glad to be here on the first day of the week. I'm sure you guys have enjoyed your Sabbath, and now this is a whole new week starting, and what a blessing it is. Glad to allow for everyone to spend this time with us so that we can continue to move on and wait on the Elohim to deliver. It is getting closer and closer, and what a beautiful time it's going to be. Yes, hallelujah, all praises be to the Most High Yah. We are really glad to be here today and make this thing happen. Alrighty, well, guess what? We are in the process of putting the other video up, and we're waiting on them to check it and make sure it's all good, that we can go ahead and move forward with it. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, can you please push one? Shalom, shalom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, well, guess what? You know what? As usual, I try not to have any content. You know, this is just a let it all hang out, talk about what you want to talk about this, you know, today. Class was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Again, like I said, I didn't get to get to the part that I wanted to get to because, you know, it was just so exciting to see all of the stuff that was going on. All praises be to the Most High Yah. So I kind of left it open. So if anybody would like to start a conversation, that would be wonderful. I would be so happy. You know, I mean, there's so many things going on right now in the world. We can just kind of pick a topic, you know, because I haven't really been watching a lot of the things going on with the Ukraine and all that kind of stuff. I kind of have not been watching it, you know, because everybody's talking about it. Oh, you know what? I want to ask a question. I want to do a poll. I want to ask you a question. In your experience coming out of the church or wherever you came from and now that you're conscious, because I know we have all age groups on here, do you think it's okay to listen to secular music? Just want to know. Just want to know how you feel about that. You know, because, and well, not just secular music. Is it okay for the Israelites to go to the club? I mean, I want to know how you guys feel about that. And I have a reason for asking, and I'm not trying to put anybody on the spot because most of the Israelites that I know that are of age for that stuff, they're still in their 30s and 20s, and even some of them that are in their late 40s, early 50s are still going to the clubs. So, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, I want to find out what you thought about that. Area code 717, your mic is open, you're on the air. How do you feel about that?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Personally, don't agree with listening to worldly music due to the fact that when you listen to worldly music, there's a frequency that's being released once the music is, like, playing. And any time that music is being played and words come out of mouth, it creates a spell. So depending on the music that is sung, whether it's either depressing, happy, sad, lustful, you feel that, and your body reacts depending on the music that's being played. So that's why you have to always be mindful and careful of the music that you listen to, because these people speak in first person view, so I am. So once you say these things, it's as if you're accepting them into your body. So any spirits that are attached to this music will enter into you because you allow access within it.
Okay. So how do you differentiate from the different songs if you go to the club? Do you think it's okay for people like your age to go to the club and dance and do those type of things?
I personally don't agree with it due to the fact we're supposed to be a set of people, and usually a club scene is meant for those who are worldly and want to stay within Babylon.
Oh, okay. All right. She said those are the... Because I know a lot of Israel... Now, I felt like you did when I first came on the scene. I felt like that, too. But they were like, ain't nothing wrong with going to the club. We young. We supposed to go to the club and party with everybody else. And I was like, I don't know. You know, so... Area code 919, I've seen your number. Please push 1. I mean, we can get you in on this conversation. You know, but they said they wanted to go to the club, so I said, okay, well, I don't know how that's going to work out, but, I mean, you know. But, again, you know, I agree with you. You have to watch what music you listen to, especially now, you know, because of the things that we're into now. But, I don't know. Let me see. Let me get some other people's mics open. Area code 347, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. I agree with the young lady. First, music to carry spirits. That I know. Have you ever listened to music and it just took you to a totally different frame of mind? It could either bring you up or bring you down. Now, after going to the club, I don't believe that's a place for us if we've come out of the world, because there are a lot of other things that go on when you get to the club. Stuff jump off, and there are spirits there, too. There are a lot more spirits there. You should be at home. You can have a party at home. Invite people who are like-minded as you are and agree on the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my take on it.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the mic over. Area code 904, your mic is on. How do you feel?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, yes. Well, I do want to get on this conversation because I am a person who, I'm a music lover. I mean, I was a major in college, and I was a music major. Even when I was in Christian Answers, listening to secular music never was a conviction for me, and it's still not today. However, I've never been a club person to begin with. Even when I was young, a teenager, I never went to clubs. That was never my thing. But I do like buying my records and coming home, listening to them. And I don't think anything wrong with a very light love song, because, I mean, you can just sing to your husband or your wife. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just the content of the music, the lyrics itself. But the music style does not bother me at all. I've never had a conviction, so I think it's okay to do. That's just my opinion.
So you think it's okay to listen to the music, but do you think it's okay to go to the club?
No, I guess that would be more of a personal choice for someone. There's a lot of things that goes on in the club, I think, that can kind of entice you to break some of the laws, per se. So I'm very careful with that, but I just never had no interest in the club. So I can't say either no or yes. That's really to a person's discretion, I believe.
Okay, so what about bars? What about
people
like who still like to drink? They still like to drink, and they go to the bars, and they socialize at the bars. And what about that? Is that okay? You think that's okay?
Well, it's not an indulgence. I mean, we can drink. There's not a law to say that we cannot drink. But indulging can, you know, change the way you feel, along with some of the music, can change your attitude, can change your mood to break a law. So that you have to be careful. Not everybody can withstand the same temptations, put it that way.
Okay. And the reason why I'm asking that is because a lot of people are Israelites that are getting married, and they're planning their wedding around secular music. You know, they're bringing in love songs from secular music. And I just wanted to know, you know, from your standpoint, because I know a lot of people don't agree with that. They like, oh, no, we shouldn't do that. We should have Hebrew Israelite music when we're having weddings and things like that. But a lot of the same Israelites go to the club. Do you think that planning your wedding around secular music is wrong? Just wanted to know. I mean, if you had to plan your wedding right now today, would you be able to do that and be okay with a love song from Jaheim or a love song from someone else? Do you think that that's inappropriate as an Israelite to use that music to plan a wedding? Hold on, let me get the mic open. I got them pointing fingers here. Area code 407, your mic is open. You're on the air. 401, I'm coming to you. 407, you go ahead. Your mic is open.
Yes. I would think it would depend on the lyrics, and usually during the 80s and the 90s, there were appropriate, decent love songs. Now, I'm not sure.
Okay. So you said depending on the lyrics. Okay. So,
yeah,
like, what about Keith Sweat? Make it last forever and ever.
I stopped listening to music on a regular basis years ago. So I'm not up to date what's going on right now.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Let me see. Area code 401, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom.
Hey, shalom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's music in generally. inspire your life, you know, but it all depends. You got to listen to decent music, not what they are bringing out today's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk about, like, music, like even Percy Sledge, you know. You say you take time to know her. You know, you can't just run into a relationship. So, well, music like those, you know. All those music with meaning towards your life, not no outrageous stuff what they are really doing and thing right now.
Okay, so do you think that it makes a difference if you were having a wedding ceremony and whether they're singing, Israelite group is singing songs to Yah, or the Israelite group, Israelites make up love stories, love songs, opposed to listening to secular love music? Do you think that would matter?
Yeah, that would be good, you know, singing praises to Yah, you know, to celebrate your wedding or whatever occasion and thing like that. You know, you have to put him in first and everything. You cannot leave him for the last or in the middle. You have to be the center attraction of your life as you go day by day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. You know, I'm asking for a reason. You know, I'm not going to bring up anything, but I just wanted to know, ask for a reason because, you know, to me, I look at it like this. There has to be a difference between clean and unclean. There has to be a difference between holy and unholy. There has to be a difference between us and the world. However, I still like some songs that are secular music. I have yet to find Hebrew Israelite music that I like. I mean, there are some of it is okay. Some of it is okay, and I haven't heard all of it, so I can't say that all of it is I don't like all of it. I haven't heard it all. I wish they would put out, now I know that GOCC and them have some real nice music that he plays with his when he comes on for his programs and stuff, you know, and I wish they would make their music available so we could listen to them and at least have a radio show or a blog talk show where we can platform some of their music and listen to it so we can choose them, because I think that we would probably like the music, we just don't hear it. We don't hear it because it's not out there. You know, so when you go to plan a wedding and you want music, you reach for what you have available to you. You know, so, I mean, you know, I wish that we could get an opportunity for them to do that. Hold on, area code 214, your mic is open, you're on the air.
I agree with you about the music. I have not heard much music that I like that's Israelite music, especially in terms of love songs. I am not a fan of rap. I will listen to it, and I will often give the person a thumbs up because I want to support them, but it is not something that I want to hear on a continual basis. And also, it's not appropriate for weddings, and I'm also thinking that a lot of the songs that we're talking about are sung and written by Israelites. And so I'm in agreement with the sister. It's about the lyrics. And I didn't really know which Israelites were in the club because there's so much very, I was going to say icky, but what kind of sexually graphic dancing that to me it almost precludes being in that kind of setting because, you know, doing things decently and in order. I would love to have places to go where you don't have to worry about grinding and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I agree with you about the music. I think it's perfectly okay for weddings as long as the lyrics are appropriate, especially given that we're talking about Israelites doing just because they don't identify, quote-unquote, as Israelite, they may not be awakened. They're still Israelites.
Yeah. And then what do we give our young people when they come into this thing to say, hey, you can still have fun, but you got to be careful and you have to be different? So what do we give them? I mean, you know, because I agree with the young lady who said at first, you know, that there are spirits attached to music and all of that stuff. But what do we give our young people? You know, how do we give them something else? Because to me it would seem like that if we're going to be that way, we need to provide them with some sort of a social setting where they can come together, because most of the young people want to be like all the other young people. They want to hang around people their own age instead of, you know, making it feel like they're stuck in a situation where they can't have any fun. Just saying.
I'm thinking group dances. You know, when I was younger, I went out with women, and we all just went out together and just danced in a big circle in a group. We could go to the club, but we didn't have to have people that were grabbing on us and holding and doing that type of thing. And also, I know in the church that I attended, this was the one that I attended with my son, he actually learned how to dance in church, because before that he didn't know, but he learned there. But it was in a youth group, and the dancing was appropriate. But he came out knowing the latest steps, but he didn't have to do it in a salacious, nasty, sexualized kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all contextual.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I mean, because, you know, the more that we're in it, the more it's starting to sound like the church. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not being sarcastic or anything. I'm just asking. I mean, because what do we bring them? How are they expected to conduct themselves? Because I'm like, Brother Uriah, I love music. I love music. I play music all the time. I play music on this show. And I have certain music that I like and I listen to. I like jazz. I like all kind of music. So I love music, period. And there's nothing wrong with music, per se, but the lyrics, like you said, some of it is inappropriate. But other than that, you know, what do we offer our young people? Even our older people, you know, when you get older, you can find a nice supper club or something like that to go to, or a jazz club where you can go to and just listen to music and entertain each other and, you know, maybe have something to eat and listen to music or whatever it is you want to do. When you get older, there's a variety of different things that you can expose yourself to. But when you're dealing with young people, you know, they are not going to act like we act. They're not our age group. So what do we give them? Because they're not going to sit in the house, and they're not going to act like us.
Yeah, and it's funny that you do bring this topic up, because as a music person, you know, I was actually thinking about going back into music and writing again, but then I asked myself a question. I said, what does the Israelite music sound like? So I can go in that direction, but I don't even know, because I don't have any examples or anything before me to listen to understand how the Israelite write their music. So that's what I need begin with.
Well, write your music, whatever you want it to sound like, because there's no Israelite sound, per se. Because like she said, the majority of rap music anyway, so there's no particular sound. Just write it with whatever y'all puts in your heart, because we need some music.
Yeah, we're Israelites, and so whatever we create is Israelite music.
Right, right.
It's that simple. Yeah. I would love to hear your music. Yeah.
You know? And then is it okay for our kids to go to the club and dance with everybody else as long as they're not graphic and sexual and all this kind of stuff? Is it okay to do that? Are you putting yourself, because I had this debate with a group here when we were all doing our classes physically, and they were in there at that time, I think they were in their early 40s, and they were like, oh, we're going to the club. And I was like, do you really think that's appropriate? I mean, because I said the same thing, like the music that you're listening to and the things that you, yeah, we don't care, we going to the club, we hang out at the club all the time. And for them, it was just a place of a social setting where everybody came and got together, and they were around the people of their peer, around their peer group, and they were comfortable around that. You know, and some of the rap music that they were playing was cussing in and all kinds, but they listened to it anyway. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. You know, where do we draw the line? How is this going to work? Because I don't want it to be to the point where they feel so restricted like they feel like we felt when we was in the church. But, and it's not supposed to be restrictive. However, we do have to be very cautious as to where we take ourselves into and what atmosphere we're involved in. It's very important. So, again, should we create something so that our children will have somewhere to come. And even if we did, what kind of music would you play?
It's time to start letting them, encouraging them to do their own music. Yeah, I think about, you know, different cultures. I had a friend who was Irish, and she had her daughter in steps dancing. From the time she was little, I'd see them going out every week for their lessons. Well, it's the same thing. We can have, we can create our own dances with our own music. It can actually have, like I said, we're Israelites. We're the ones that gave rise to this music anyway. I don't see that the music itself has to change, but the content and the things that we sing about, it doesn't always have to be about Yah. It can be about the things that we observe, but it has to be done decently and in order. And then a form has to be put in place so that people don't feel that they have to pair off, that they can actually do group dances or do blind dances. For example, one of the things I really enjoyed was when I would go to their activities, and so they would play mandolins and all this stuff, is that they would do like the traditional English dances where you do the lines and then you hold hands as you're going down. It was like different, but it was kind of fun, right? And we can do the same kind of things. We are a people who are not limited by a title. You know, even in the church, it's populated by Israelites. So what you have is the essence of what we are as a people. It's been compacted and named, but we do not have to limit ourselves in terms of how we express ourselves. We can do whatever it is that we want. The only thing is decently and in order.
So do you think that we should start opening up, like, bars and things like that so that our children can have somewhere to come to get extracurricular activities and enjoy themselves so that they don't have to intermingle with everyone else, that they can have a place where they can go to, where they can be around the children of their peers or, you know, their age group of people and really begin to have fun and party and do the things that they want to do? Because this is what makes us different from the church. The church says absolutely not. Nope, you ain't supposed to be in it. Don't go. It's the den of the devil, and that's just that. Okay, and you ain't supposed to drink, and you ain't supposed to smoke, and you ain't supposed to do this. Well, that's not a sin. So even the church is coming up out of that absolutely not under no circumstances. But we still have to be very mindful of the fact that there are limits to how far we can go, but at the same time, what do we offer our young people? Is it time for us to start building these things so that they can have somewhere to go as well?
I think so.
Like you said, throw our own parties.
Yeah, I believe so. I'm the one that said I believe in house parties because I was never one to go into the club because my parents never allowed us to go. And I came up during the age of disco, and you know what that was. But my mom always had house parties, and we drank. There were people who smoked. We partied all the way until morning, and then my mom would serve everybody breakfast. And it was kept clean, and we had good fun. And everybody looked forward to those times. So I think we need to, like, bring stuff like that back so we can control what it is our youngsters are exposed to, our young people, I should say, because I love music too. I love music. And it's like food. We're out of the world and we watch what we eat. So it's the same thing with the music. We got to watch what we put into our ears also. So
right.
If we can control it, you know, as far as the younger people who are coming up, I think that's the best thing. Maybe that's something we need to look into, because I don't believe in, like, oh, not listening to secular music, because, hey, our experiences are the stuff that we hear in secular music, too, and I don't mean the hardcore rap and stuff. We don't need that. We don't have to express ourselves that way, but we experience love. We experience disappointments, rejections, and elations, all the same things that are in the secular music.
I agree 100%. I do. Brother Uriah, what do you think?
I said, can I walk away for a second?
You know, and a lot of this stuff, you just, it's like, I mean, you know, I'm trying to find some music, you know, that would really fit. But, you know, like I said, everybody has to make your own sound. I mean, real talk, you have to make, if you're going to do a love song, do a love song. I love ballads and stuff like that. So if you're going to do a love song, do a love song. You know, if it's going to be a song, like just a general song, that is welcome too. But we, you know what I'm saying, we got to be able to offer. I just don't want it to turn into that it's so restrictive that people don't want to be a part of it because they feel restricted. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thing.
Well, you know, and just like the laws and commandments are not grievous, this shouldn't be grievous either on us.
Absolutely.
We should be a little bit more flexible. So I agree with mostly everybody saying the lyrics is really important. It's just with the content. And then everybody can take different lyrics. Now everybody can take some, you know, just light lyrics. But I have a tolerance, a high tolerance, and it doesn't control me to the point where I'm going to go crazy. Because I just like music.
Right. Well, you know, as long as you are producing it and you're used to doing that, that's absolutely wonderful because we need it. We really do need it. We need the music. We need the culture. As we develop our culture, we need that. Now, does that mean that I'm going to stop listening to Brian McKnight? Absolutely not. I'm not going to stop listening to him. I like the way he sings. I like to listen to After 7. I like certain people. I like the Isley Brothers. I like all that stuff. I like all of it. You know, everybody that I have on these clips that I play before the show are people that I enjoy listening to. And you can call it old school R&B, Nita Baker, and all. I like those. I like their music. Anthony Hamilton, all that stuff. I'm not gonna just not listen to it because I'm an Israelite. Because it's not giving me anything that's changing my mind or my molecular structure. It's just not doing any damage to me. You know?
Right.
Yep.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Maybe I was thinking if we start from the premise, this is one of the things that I've kind of noticed. When you said it almost sounds like church, sometimes that's what I say to myself. This just sounds like the church is being recreated. But I'm thinking when we are Israelites by blood, this is my belief, and I believe I'm accurate, you can be an Israelite and be an atheist. You can be an Israelite and be an agnostic. You can be an Israelite and be totally committed to follow the laws, statutes, and commandments. What makes you an Israelite is the bloodline. And so if we work on that premise, it's not exclusionary. What you really want is you want something that speaks to who we are as a people. And I love the idea, just like when we talk about Cinco de Mayo, or if we talk about different African cultures, because, you know, I was married to a Ghanaian, and I hung out with a lot of Africans. So as the sister said, I went to a lot of house parties too. And it was really different because you knew the people that were there, the music. It was clean. I would take my son, and there would be other kids there, and everybody watched the children. They did not go into another room. They would just be sitting over in a corner playing with themselves, so you knew that they were safe. But you know, with basically the primary identity was that of African, even though they're from different groups. So as Israelites, the same thing. We are from a distinctive bloodline. And as a people, we have a variety of expressions, but we can have our own dances, we can have our own music, and that can be the thing. Somebody who says, I'm an Israelite, and they do something that appeals not to just people who are keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, but just like the secular music that we're talking about has a wide appeal, our Israelite music should have a wide appeal because we are the people. They are the people, whether or not they identify themselves as Israel. So I think that that's one way to not put ourselves in a box. Just because I'm an Israelite doesn't mean that I don't do everything else that people that are of the same bloodline tend to do.
Absolutely. I agree. So like you said, any kind of music you make, you're Israelite, let the Most High use you and make the music and even share some of the music, because I'm looking online And GOCC has a lot of music on YouTube. Now, you know, a lot, some of it is rap and some of it isn't. You know, everybody has their own style. You know, but we don't do church music. And I think that's what everybody has to understand. This isn't church music. You know, I mean, because, and some of the music is to the worship of Yah, and they do it, but it doesn't sound like church music. And there's nothing wrong with church music if that's what you like. I mean, I'm not knocking that either if that's what you want to listen to, because everybody has the right to listen to whatever they want to listen to, you know.
Now, there is one group out there that's Israelite music that I've taken to, and I'm not sure if anyone heard of this group called Lorenz, L-O-R-V-I-N-S. I do enjoy their music, and I think you got it. I'm sorry.
Can you spell it again?
L-O-R-V-I-N-S. And I think they got about maybe 3 or 4 albums out, and I happen to have 3 of them, and I really enjoy listening to them.
Did you say G as in girl or V as in Victor?
No, L. L as in Larry. L-O-R-V-I-N-S.
V-I-N-S. Okay, got it. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty good. I like them.
Okay. I've never heard of them either. I mean, you know, we got to really start putting some of this stuff together so we can start listening to it because, you know, I like a lot of music. You know, it's just like drinking alcohol. Everybody can't drink alcohol. Everybody can't govern themselves and say, okay, that's enough. My father was an alcoholic. He never stopped drinking. He drank all the way till it was almost over with. Me, I can take it or leave it. Sometimes I have wine bottles in my house that I've had for a year that's never been touched, and I end up giving them away. It's not an issue for me. But everybody has different limitations as to what they can do, which makes us different from everybody else. Smoking cigarettes is not a sin. It's not good for your body, but and so is sugar. Sugar's not good for your body either. So there are things that we do that everybody else doesn't do, but we have to develop our culture to the point where we're relaxed with who we are and we can be okay with what we do and what we listen to. And I just didn't want it to become so restrictive to the point that people are afraid to live, because you still got to live and enjoy life. Life is, the Most High doesn't want us in the corner praying all the time and not doing anything and living out. That's not how we're supposed to live. Now, I do agree that some things we just are not, touch not, taste not, handle not. I believe that all day long. But we have to continue to live our life, and there has to be a certain liberty that the Most High has given us, that people can say, oh, I want to live like that. I like how they live. I like the whole culture. I like how free they are. I like how much they reverence their Elohim, and everybody seems like they're satisfied with their lives, and they still work, and they still have extracurriculars. They still do things. They still have, they live their lives. And music is a big issue. And you know, I don't know what the surroundings was, but what brought this on was I was listening to a YouTube clip where there was a wedding canceled because the music they were playing for the wedding was not allowed. And that's all I got from it. You know, they were like, oh, the wedding was canceled because, you know, the playlist on the wedding list and the music list, it wasn't allowed. It was secular R&B music. And I'm like, well, do these people go to the clubs? Because the Israelites that I know that are around me, they go to the clubs. And the person was saying, you know, well, where's all the Hebrew Israelite music? How come the music was centered around secular love songs and not Hebrew Israelite music, which is maybe something their group requires? I don't know. But I just wanted to know, you know, what you guys' take was on that and how you felt about it, because I listen to a lot of things. Now, I'm like you, sis. I'm not a rap person. I didn't come up in that era. Now, there are some that I have listened to because I was in the presence of family members that still listen to it, but I'm not that person. But I do like R&B. I do like those type shots. Khan and all them, and you know, I do like their music. You know, Charlie,
you know what
Wilson,
I find funny?
You know, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And this might have to be part of the problem that they're trying to address those groups that they, or they want Hebrew Israelite music for their weddings or whatever their function. But I don't know if you remember the Passover where they had, it was ratchet, you know? It looked like the club. You see, and that's the problem. They don't know how to go out and have clean fun. So they bring it back and bring it into their camp and into their worship, which is like, eh, you don't do that, you know? So
right,
that's the
right.
thing. It's just a question of how you control yourself, police yourself. So
right. I agree. I saw that video, you know, when my son seen it, he was like, those are just bottle girls. They dress like that in the club all the time. I'm like, okay, but that's inappropriate. I mean, that's really inappropriate, you know. But again, you know, they're in a different age group, and I was like, especially for the Passover, but period. But their age group does those type of things. This is what they do. They like, we don't pay them no mind. That's just how they dress. And when we're in the club, you know, they come around with the drinks and stuff, and this is what they dress like in the club, and that's the outfits that they wear. Nobody, it doesn't really bother anybody because they see it all the time. And I'm like, well, that just really doesn't seem... You know, the Bible said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. You know, but again, they don't look at it like we look at it. They're like, well, you know, that's just what they wear. You know, you want us to stop going to the club? I mean, what are we supposed to do? We just left our 20s, and we going into our 30s. How are we supposed to act? Because we can't act like you. Because you had your turn. Now it's our turn, and we can't go and mingle with our friends that are our age. Just saying, I mean, you know, it's an issue that we have to be able to address. We have to be able to deal with these kind of issues because as they come out of certain arenas and they come over into this culture, these are the things that they want answers to, you know? No. And they ain't going to sit at home with a bottle and drink by themselves or invite people to their house and have a house party and drink, even though we would, because I like doing that kind of stuff, you know, and having company and entertaining and doing that kind of stuff, but they want to hang out with their friends. You know?
It has to be done. It has to be done, as I keep saying, decently in order. My mom used to say there's nothing wrong with a thing except what's wrong with it. So then when we look at those men, because I saw that video too, there was nothing wrong with that except they had these women who were not appropriately dressed. They also seemed to be a little bit lustful. So we go back to the scriptures. What is it that we're supposed to be doing? We're not supposed to put ourselves in situations that are going to tempt us. And so that's one of the things. And so I look at that situation. If things had been done differently, it would have been okay. But because they weren't, and they were engaging in things that really were contrary to what is stated in the scriptures, and we can look and see how that is the case, then that's what made that inappropriate for them to engage in. Also, I keep thinking about going into so many venues that are unsafe. When we do things, we really need to do things in a way that there's a safety element that comes along with it.
Absolutely.
So if you have any and everybody coming up in because they do not have guidelines and there are not things in place to kind of minimize certain types of behaviors, then you open yourself up to, quote-unquote, the enemy, because there are spirits. So,
it's spirits everywhere. I mean, I'm just being the advocate voice. I'm the alternative right now. They'll say it's spirits everywhere. You go to the grocery store, it's spirits. It's spirits, you know, but, you know, and I'm not just saying that to try to push back. I'm just saying do we stop them from doing those type of things when this is where their peer group is? This is their method of entertainment. You know, can you say, okay, well, do you know how to not respond to this music, but respond to this music? Is the music appropriate? Because 9 times out of 10, it's not. It's not. Because everybody's listening to what they listen to, and 9 times out of 10, from the music that I've actually heard pulling up next to some of these kids, it's not. It's not appropriate. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
They saying all kind of stuff, lick, suck, do all, they doing all, they saying all kind of stuff. They really are. So, I mean, what do we give our children? What do we give them?
Guidelines. and shielding them from certain things so that they're not exposed to. I think that this was like 20 years ago, and I walked by this little boy who lived in my community, and he was just sitting on the curb. And every time I'd walk by, he'd say something. And so I stopped to pay attention. I like little kids. And I realized that this little boy, the first thing I thought he was saying, fuck you. But he was actually saying F you to everybody who walked by. And people, because he wasn't clear, but he heard that obviously a lot. And he thought that that was the appropriate thing to say, as everybody just walked by him. And the thing is, he should not have been exposed to that. I wouldn't have noticed it except I backed up to see, what is this baby saying?
Right.
I find myself doing the same thing. I mean, I've been listening to stuff online. I developed a potty mouth because I'm here by myself. I just started saying stuff. I said, oh, I've got to stop this because I really wasn't raised with a potty mouth. But, boy, did I develop a potty mouth listening to people and their potty mouths. So I think we're influenced by what we hear, what we see, and then we can start acting it out. It starts to become, you know, normal, because it's like it doesn't strike us as being brash or odd after a while because we become accustomed to it. So that's the reason why the Bible says guard thy heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. So I had to kind of back it up and watch. I still slip into stuff now because it's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what you just said, a mouthful, too, because you, out of it are the issues of life. And remember, a lot of these artists, that's where they get their inspiration. So they're bringing their issues of life to you.
Right. That's true. That is so very true. And this is the music that our children are listening to. This is what they're listening to. You hate to say it, but I mean, real talk, this is what they are listening to.
You have to have conscious things, you know. Just like in music, like you have them guys, they sing, it's only in the Father do I put my trust. All over the place, there's a heated rush. Time gets serious, cantankerous, and dangerous.
Yeah. You know, and you have to let your children, like you said, guidelines. We have to let the children know, yes, you can be young. Yes, you can have this, you can enjoy yourself, but you have to be cautious of what you listen to and what you have going into your ear gate. Because those type of songs and that type of music, irregardless of the way the beat sounds, it's still going into your ear gates, and it's there to cause a reaction. And you just cannot live. You can't have that going on, because we have to make a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Now, all music is not bad, but some of it is, and they know it is when they talk about licking, sucking, and all kind of other stuff. And then music is sick. They don't even have it no more at all. But they'll say, well, I like the beat. No, you still got to be careful with what you listen to. But I mean, I'm talking about just regular love songs, make it last forever. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, those are good songs, you know.
Yeah. I mean, those are regular love songs. So what's the problem, and where does that come in to be a problem?
Just like loving the Creator forever.
Mm-hmm. You know. So that's where we're going to have to do something else a little different, because we got to be able to get this out and let everybody know, you know, that this is not okay. We, you know, you got to be very, very careful with what you bring, what you listen to, but we don't want to be so restrictive that you feel like you're in prison either. Because I did that. When I went in church, I threw all my music away. I mean, all of it. Everything, I felt like I was living holy because I wasn't listening to none of it. Until I had to realize, you know, that that only controlled me because I allowed it to. I have to get control over my own spirit and listen to the music that I feel like is soothing and is okay, that's appropriate for me. I'm not going to listen to all church music no more, and that's it. That's all I used to do, is listen to nothing but church music. That didn't make me holy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to give our children something. They have to be able to use their own mind and think for themselves and say, no, this is inappropriate. And then my thing is, if you go into the club, is it an environment where you can make those decisions, or is all the music unhealthy? And then how do you separate yourself from the healthy music and the unhealthy music? How do you do that? No, do we encourage them to just avoid the club altogether? And if that's the case, what else do we offer? What is the other alternative? Same way with the movies. Same way with television. It is very rare that you can watch a program and there is not a sexual scene involved somewhere. They rare. I don't even watch half the movie because I got to fast forward past all the other stuff to get to it, because I don't want to see all that. I have no desire to see it. But again, if you have to use your discretion and say, okay, because I don't want to watch porn on a regular television program, because that's what it's turning into, in my opinion.
That's what they're pushing, you know.
They are. They really are. I mean, you know, it's very graphic. They don't leave anything hardly to the imagination anymore. You know what they're doing to each other. You're watching it with your own eyes. And this is just on regular television, on television series. You know, forget the movies, on the television series. This is what we're seeing.
Yeah, not only that, but that Brokeback Mountain agenda is really proliferating in the TV these days. I'm like, oh, really?
That too is all of it is there. You know what I'm saying? It's same sex on television, and it's heterosexual. Everybody's doing it, and I don't want to see it from nobody. I don't want to watch it. Period. I just want to watch a program that's just plain clean without all the extra stuff. I don't even want to watch a man and a woman doing that. I didn't turn television on for that. I wanted to watch it, but in order for me to, I have to fast forward it. So half the movie goes out the window. So you have to be able to teach, we have to be able to teach each other how to avoid certain situations so that you're not put in certain situations. You know, it's all of those things. It's all of it.
But here's the thing. Consider this. If you were raising children back in the 50s, would you have a problem with them going into a club and listening to that music? Or, you know, is what's out there now that's the problem?
Yeah,
it's not the club itself, you know?
No, it's not the club itself. It's not the club itself, because it should be a place where they can go and dance and be around their peers. There's nothing wrong with dancing and doing those things. It's just the type of music that they play.
Exactly.
Not the club. No, I'm not against that at all. I believe that you, like Brother Yerushalayim said, not Brother Yerushalayim, Brother Uriah said one time, he said, I'm glad to see you engaged in other things. And I have a very active life. I'm very, you know, the teaching, the Bible classes, and the radio shows, these are the things that you all are allowed to be a part of in my life. But I'm very active. So I believe you should be able to go skating. If you want to go to the skating rink, you should go to the movies. If you want to go to the movies, you should be able to have a very active social life. You know what I'm saying? And all of those things. It's just some things you have to be very, you have to use discretion as to how far you'll go with it. I'm not sitting in the house and in the corner humming it, I'm not going to do that. You know, there's too much to do. You know, you can go rafting, you can go horseback riding, you can do all, it's a lot of stuff you can do.
Oh, yes.
It's a lot of things you can do. So, you know, you just want to be able to have an active life. You want to be able to be active and live your life. You know, it's just that young people want to be around their friends. They want to be around other young people. You know, just like the concert that they had, all those kids was piled in there together, and a bunch of those kids got killed and stuff. You know, it. You just have to be very, very careful. You know, you have to be very careful, in my opinion. And you have to have a life. You just can't live life in the corner, you know, and not enjoy life. You can't do that. I don't believe y'all want you to do that. You know, so we have to be able to put some things together so they can enjoy themselves and be a part of that whole process. You know. And it's difficult, I know, because I'm telling you, I pulled up next to this one little guy, and the music that was coming out of his car was like, oh, my goodness. You know? The things that they were saying, I'm like, oh, my goodness. No, but this is what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just curious to know what you guys think about that, because, you know, we need to make some music for our own selves. I agree with you. I want to hear everybody's music, but I'm not going to stop listening to Frankly Beverly, and I'm not going to stop listening to all the music that I like and Mally and all that. I'm not stopping listening to that. I'm not. Now, unless the Most High convicts me about something, I'm not going to stop. You know? And I just wanted to know, you know, if you were to have a wedding tomorrow, you know, does it have to be Hebrew Israelite music? Or maybe that's what that group required for them to have. I don't know. I wasn't really sure on how that worked, but it was an issue that came up. And I was like, wow, because most of the Israelites that I know that are out here, not knocking that group, but a lot of the younger people that I know, they were going to the clubs and going to the bars. And hanging out at the bars, which I don't see nothing wrong with that if you're going to socialize. You know, we just are not supposed to get drunk. But, you know, I mean, you know. You know, if that's what you're going to do. And it would be nice if somebody, one of us, would open up something like that so that the young people can come in and enjoy themselves and have select types of music. You know. I don't know. A lot has changed because I remember, about 20, 30 years ago, they had opened up, this couple had opened up like a little lounge, you know, where they played music and they served coffee and, you know, it was just a social lounge where everybody got together and came together for people of their age group, and it was a big deal about that. And it's like, what do you expect these young people to do? They're not going to sit in the house. And it was nice. It wasn't a big thing. It was just a place where they rented, and they fixed it up, and they made it look real nice. And it was room for people to come over after church or, you know, during the week. They were open during the week, and people could meet over there, and they could, you know, I don't know whether they were serving food or not. I wasn't quite sure. But it was a place where they could come and congregate where they didn't have to go to the club.
What happened to it?
The church came against it, and they closed it down.
You see, that's the problem. There's always somebody who thinks that kind of thing should be regulated, and that's just the spirit of the adversary because, I mean, it's clean fun, you know? And should we try to do something like that now, I bet you anything, there will be church folks coming up or the two-thirds, you know, something to mess it up.
Yeah, they closed it down. They was like, that's not holy, and you shouldn't be in there because there's nothing holy about that. Don't try to make a substitute for the club because we don't do what the world do. And it was like, really, though, what do you expect these young people to do? Really, what do you expect them to do? You know? You know? Really, so what do you expect them to do? Everybody just did their thing, and it's like, okay, well, you're going to find out that it's not going to be that way. It's not going to be cut and dry. People are not, these kids are not going to sit in the corner twiddling their thumbs, and that makes them go back out there to do what everybody else is doing. You know? It just really does, and I'm curious to know. Anybody else feel want to push one, to please feel free to do so. You know, because they're not going to act like we are. They're not going to be 40 and 50 and 60. They have a right to be the age group that they are. And they have a right to live the way they're supposed to live at that age group that they are today. They're not going to sit in the house. No.
So here's something to ponder. Okay. Let's pretend the Most High comes and takes us to our place of safety.
Yeah.
And at some point, we're going to find we have to party, you know? How will we conduct ourselves then, you know?
Well, then it's just going to be us, which would be easier to do, because then we're going to make our own music, and we're going to be, I don't know how we're going to do it, whether we singing and dancing or whatever. It's just going to be us. So it won't be no issue then. You know,
that's the thing we have to try to get now, but it's just so hard.
It's hard to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we live in this world. Even though we're not of this world, we live in this world.
That's
true,
and we're governed by its laws, too.
Mm. Yeah, and they don't want to sit at home in the corner watching TV. These are young people. You know? It's very difficult. I mean, you got to really think about that. And I was, you know, when that issue came up and I saw that YouTube clip, I was like, wow. You know, I was just looking at it like, wow, that's a lot, you know, to ask a person to do or not do, because here again, you're making a judgment call about something that, you know, in being in captivity is very difficult to do. If you feel like there's nothing wrong with love songs and R&B songs and all of this kind of stuff, you know, but again, everybody thinks different. It's a different situation.
I want to go back to the idea that this music is Israelite music. You have Israelites making music. We have been the forerunners of music in this country. A lot of it is directly from us. So when you talk about music, it's Israelite music. So I don't see why we have to try and say it's only a certain kind of Israel. To me, that's almost saying like Church of God or Church of God in Christ or Presbyterian or Methodist, or all of a sudden you start getting all these little blocks of stuff when it's all just music coming from us as a people. And if we think about it in that way, then we are free to express ourselves in any way we want as long as it doesn't violate our moral code, and that is lead us into sin in terms of having us say things that we shouldn't say or, you know, seeing things we shouldn't say, because then it becomes a part of who we are. So to me, it's just like there, I don't see even making that distinction. Our music is our music. The only thing we have to do is watch what is it that we're saying, and would it be offensive to the Most High? If not, fine. But I love, you know, all of the old music. I was raised,
yeah,
when we couldn't sing anything. So now I love our most recent weddings in our family, because people are dancing and they're playing music, and it's like my grandparents would have been having a fit when we couldn't even play anything on the radio. The Spanish channel out of Mexico is what we would hear, and that would be the only thing. And so now, but it's a balance. And so now you can have all kinds of people participating. But I thought about the Messiah. When he was at the first miracle that he performed was at that wedding, and he turned the water into wine. But his mother was there. And I bet you other people from the community were there. So you had all of these different people, and they kind of served as a, not, what is it, they helped to balance each other out. So you had people who were older. I'm sure you had people who were probably younger. They're all there. It's a safe environment. The Messiah is there. And they're all doing something that they all enjoy. And I'm sure there's dancing and there's, you know, talking, and he's turning the water to wine. And we don't read where it turned into a riot. He's giving us kind of a model of what it is that we can do. We just have to be temperate. We have to be moderate in what we do. But then when you have people who are there who are older, if something starts going sideways, they can say, oh, wait a minute. No, we don't do that. And this is why. Not just we don't do that, but yeah, we don't do that. So, and then provide the explanation. So people then start to know what the boundaries are, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. And not because it's part of some group distinction.
I agree. I agree 100%. The problem is, though, is the music that they're playing is offensive. The music that they're playing for the young people does cause them to go against Yah's law. I mean, it is. And I mean, I don't know what to do about that situation. I really don't, because if you listen to some of that stuff, it's off the chain. I mean, for real.
Oh, I
you
understand.
Know.
Well, you know what? I've listened to WAP and all kinds of stuff. I listen to it. I go and I watch it and I listen to it. So I'm aware of some of it. But I also think about when this music started to change. This music started to change when we really no longer had control over its content. When we had other groups come in and start saying, oh, this is a commercial enterprise. You can become rich doing this. And I know when rap first came out, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up. Okay, so you had stuff that was actually you could listen to without it being detrimental to the community. But people said that when they wanted to make clean rap, that the people who all of a sudden had control of it monetarily said, we will not pay you if you make that kind of music. We want you to make this kind of music about being in the streets. They said, we are the only group where we can actually glorify killing each other and nobody makes a fuss about it. If we're any other group, people would be up in arms if you're talking about you can pop a cap and do all this kind of stuff. But because we are no longer in control of the music, that's the reason we have the lyrics. The music in and of itself is not bad, but we have that wicked influence that has come in and corrupted our music. And so my thing is we take back our music, take back our lyrics. I think that's where it is, because when I think about some of the older music, this was not an issue. My girl, nothing in the world can make turn me away from my girl. Lovely stuff. I mean, it talks about the kinds of things that we really want to foster, you know. And now we're not getting that. I want to sex you up. That's one of the least innocuous ones. You know,
right.
I just so tough. But we're no longer controlling the music. That's the reason why it's really important for us not to start saying Israelite music. We have to take back the whole genre, everything, start controlling it ourselves. It's ours.
Yeah.
It was ours. We lost control. We need to regain our control.
I agree with you on that one 100%. And just take it back. I mean, we just got to take it back and put it up on YouTube and give everybody an opportunity to listen to it and just be done with it from that aspect. And it's our music, and we can play it and enjoy it and be done with it. Even some of the rap, if they want rap music and y'all, the young people want to rap, start make some clean rap music.
Yes, good rap music. You know, and I would say, instead of saying you can't use... Oh, please.
This is
change from rap to crap.
You got that
it's
right.
True.
Exactly.
It is
you,
true.
It corrupted and stuck that C on it and made it crap.
It is. I mean, it goes totally God's word, and we are not supposed to be supporting our, encouraging our children to listen to that and acting that stuff out. It's just inappropriate. Hold on, area code 478, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I listen to my music. I'm sitting here listening to the conversation. You know, I think we all like music. Well, most of us anyway, you know. I listen to a lot of music, older music, you know, and stuff. And what you were saying about the younger people, you know, we have to get them involved in other things if you don't want them to stray and all that stuff. You know, like me personally, I do a lot of fishing. I do a lot of riding. I like to get out. You know, I'm not a person that's going to live in a house 24/7 either. But those things we started involving our young people in, I mean, it's a culture change, in my opinion. You know, I'll take my son, for example. I started him off by taking him on rides when he was younger, going fishing, teaching him how to do this, teaching him how to do that. We even went camping. We even go to the river and lake, stuff like that. And that developed a taste in him to like those kinds of things. Not to say he listened to his music. You know, I don't have nothing to say about that. You know, he listens to what he's going to listen to. He knows the limit, the law, and the boundaries. But people can't sit 24/7 in the house. I agree with that.
Yeah. That's the issue. Especially on the weekend.
It's an Israelite baseball team. I love Little League. I spent so much time on benches that I came to love Little League. I tell you what. And it's great. You talk about involvement, bonding. People can, and then if children say, you know what, Israelites, this is a, yeah, it's great. I mean, I agree. Just so many different things to do. I used to go fishing with my son. They had a lake out behind the university. We'd be out there. I never caught anything, but we'd be out there with our little fishing poles. Because it just allows you to bond. It allows you to really learn how to do so many other things. So, yeah. It's really just reclaiming who we are as a people and not being boxed in. We're not just music. We're not just dance. We're not just singing. We are everything. And we tend to excel at everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, that's true. Because it's out there. It's very enticing. Very enticing. You know? It really is. Very, very enticing. Man. It's unfortunate. It really is. It's
Joseph could choose the right thing, you know?
Yeah. Mhm. Absolutely.
You see, like, what is right to you and what is not right to you, then you don't indulge in it.
That's true. That is so true. It's just so much. It really is so much that has to be done, and we have to keep them. Keep them up on so much that it's like, wow. And then, you know, they feel like they're being left out because they're not able to do what all the other people are doing, but we have to be different.
Right.
We have to be. You know? We have to be different. And we have to, you know, we have to do things different.
Things that they created now, it's mostly just violence, Because if you see all those video games that they are putting out, you know, it's crazy.
I know. There's plenty of work to be done. But, you know, like I said, I don't see anything wrong with going anywhere and dancing and being around your friends and all that, but you really got to be careful, you know.
You know, you say that, you know, like being around, I think that's part of the problem, too, is that I don't think there's anything with going out. That's just me personally. I don't go to clubs, you know, I don't believe in going to clubs and all that stuff. I just ain't never been a club person. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going out. But I think when you go out and you start hanging around people with a whole nother spirit around them and a whole nother mindset, they influence you.
Yeah.
They influence your actions. They influence your thoughts. Cause, let me give you an example. If I went out and I went somewhere to a party, I'm a married man, and I go to this party, there's a lot of single brothers in that party. Not in the mindset of being an Israelite, but in the world. Eventually, the conversation is going to come up because I have been caught up in a situation like that, you know, years ago where, you know, and the first thing the brothers start talking about is sleeping with this, sleeping with that, doing this, doing that, things that I really shouldn't be doing. Now, if I allow myself to continually hang around that, those thoughts, those words go into my mind, and those thoughts start to come into my mind, and before you know it, it causes an issue. I think it's the people that we choose to be around, that we be around in these different environments, because I occasionally listen to a little rap, and I listen to it at the house. I listen to it with, you know, my wife, my children. They listen to a little stuff. But I also, you know, tell them and I temper it. Now, certain things I'm just not going to allow. Just, you know, you ain't finna play all that nasty crap around me. But those things influence people, and people don't understand that. If you know what they say? It says birds of a feather flock together. If you start being around a lot of negative influences, then negativity will come to you, because the big thing is you got to protect your soul, especially at this day and time, you know, and you got to protect. Everybody stands for something. Regardless of what people want to say, everybody has something they stand for. You either going to stand for righteousness or you're going to stand for evil. You know, that's not saying that you be stuck somewhere, but righteousness means that you always going to have that in your mind. Evil, you allow it to come in, it'll take over you.
Kind of like the First Corinthians, I think. Let me look that up.
Yeah, I agree.
But First Corinthians 15:33, that's what it is. Don't be deceived. Evil companionship corrupts good behavior.
It does. It really does. It does. And it's very influencing, and that's why they put it out there like they do, because it's influencing. Like the young lady said earlier, it's spirits attached to it, and the main objective is to make you do what the song is telling you to do. Same way with the love scenes on television. It's porn. I mean, you're watching it. It don't matter whether it's two men, two women, or a man and a woman doing it to each other. It's still porn. It's pornography. And it's not even hid anymore. And if you let that go into your eye gate and your ear gates, eventually it's going to embed itself in the back of your mind, and before you know it, it's going to pop up again. It's done purposely. It really is. You know, and we just sit there and watch it, and be, you know, you just watching them do what some of you all aren't even doing at all, and then eventually it's going to want you to do, the flesh is going to want what the flesh wants. And that's whether it's music, sex, or whatever it is. So we have to be really careful with what we allow in our spirit.
It's true, because the thing is, too, we allow ourselves to become desensitized by constantly being bombarded with these images and such, but we're not supposed to be desensitized because we're supposed to hate the things that are evil and are contrary to the Most High.
That's true. That is so true. This is very true. Like I said, it's out there. The labor, the temptation is there. You know, it is. It's there. It's just something that we have to be honest with. That temptation is there, and it's constantly a training session. We have to constantly let them know, you know, that there are certain things you have to be careful of. There are certain things that you're not going to be allowed to do, and it's just certain things you're not supposed to even expose yourself to. But there again, that's where all their peers are, you know? You know? And it just is what it is. It's like, wow. You know, how do we get past this one? You know, what do we do to get everybody to understand this right here? You know, because they want to dress up and be cute and go to the club too and put on all their stuff for everybody to see them, because I did when I was young. You know, I went to the parties and stuff too when I was younger, and, you know, we all did all those things. I did. You know, but again, you know, you just mad, you know, it's just, I don't know. I really don't. I'm at a loss at this point, you know. Like you said, Brother Rasam, you got to teach them how to engage in other things and do other things, and then, you know, so that won't be such of an issue, you know. And then when it comes to what they do on their personal time and the music that they listen to on their personal time, all you can do is tell them. You know, you can't control what they do in the cars and all that. All you can do is tell them. You know, all you can do, you like, well, I done told you. I mean, it ain't too much else, you know, I can do. You have to be able to come to that knowledge yourself, you know, do it that way. But all you can do is really just tell them. It's crazy, you know, but we got to do something. But I'm glad everybody's come to the conclusion that we need to make our own music, because I'm waiting on yours, Brother Uriah. I can't wait to hear what your music sound like, you know. And we got Elder Ricard of GOCC. He got albums out. Just pull up GOCC Hebrew Music on YouTube. They got all kind of stuff out there. I don't know about IUIC. I haven't put theirs in yet, but I know GOCC got music out there. You know, and then you said the one called Lorvins, L-O-R-V-I-N.
Yeah, Lorvins, L-O-R-V-I-N-S.
L is in Larry, O is in Oscar, R is in Rachel, V is in Victor, I is in Indigo, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, and that is their pronunciation, how you spell that, and they're on YouTube too. They have some decent music. They have some decent music too, and it just put that in there in the Hebrew music. They have decent music.
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing. Now, with it being out there, a lot of people are able to listen for free. Now, this is the other thing that I think keeps people from making music, because to get your music out there and to make money from it, then you got to deal with people who are secular, you know, who are not really interested in pushing your agenda of making clean music. They're just about making the dollar.
Well, that's what we buy among ourselves.
And also today, it works a little different today than it used to work. There's a lot of independent artists are coming up and doing their own thing and producing their own music and getting it out there. So today, you know, we have that avenue. We don't have to have someone, you know, change our music today.
Because, I mean, we got a recording studio in our library down here that if you want to put your music on a track and you want to put it on CDs, these kids is burning their own CDs and selling them. We can buy among ourselves. We don't even have to advertise it the way they do. It's enough Israelites that we can buy among ourselves. And like I said, GOTC got samples of their music. So if you want to purchase them, I'm sure you'll be able to go to them and be able to purchase their music. You know. And I'll get some more information next week so we can find out the rest of them, you know, whoever else is out there, and see, you know, what they're making, and then you'll be able to decide whether you want to or not. But they definitely are making it available, you know.
Okay.
So we can kind of listen to it and do that. And like I said, it won't be the only thing I listen to, but I'll add it to my collection. Because I'm not going to stop listening to the Isley Brothers. I ain't even going to lie to tell you that lie. I'm not. It is what it is. So guess what? It's our show has come to an end. And again, without having any content to start, it has been an excellent show, you know, and you guys bring about very good information, excellent minds, and, you know, all the kind of alternatives and thoughts that are excellent, and I think it's great. Don't forget, next week we're going to resume our regularly scheduled programs, our Old Testament reading on Wednesday and our New Testament reading on Thursday, and then we have the Sabbath class on Saturday of next week. Please feel free to join us. Our YouTube channel is Yehuda Project, just Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H Project. If you pull that up, it has all the, we just put some new clips up there. Subscribe to our channel so that every time we put new clips up there, you guys will be able to get the teachings and things like that that we have going on. You are more than welcome to come study with us. We still have our women's call on Tuesday night, and please feel free to join us on the women's call. The number is 712-770-4046, 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154102#, 154102#. We have been looking at clothing and different clothing that we feel like is modest for the women, and different people brought different ideas. So come and join us. We need insights and all that kind of good stuff. On that note, I'm going to end the call. I want you guys to have a wonderful rest of your week. And I say, don't forget the prayer. Don't forget to pray for Sister oh my gosh, hold on. Let me think. Don't tell me the name. You know, this is when you're getting old. Yesantia's brother Leo. Don't forget to pray for Sister Samaria. She lost her mom. Just pray for all of us because I need your prayer too. Don't forget that we have a person in need. If you didn't do the PayPal, we need you guys to help out. I think we've had a couple of people do it, but we need everybody to help out. It doesn't have to be much. Our PayPal address is nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, nationofyehuda@yahoo.com, so we can get this to them. Anybody have anything to say before we dismiss?
Yes. One thing on Tishyani, we won't have a radio show next Sunday because you usually like to have it on Mother's Day, right? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. We do the Bible to honor your mother and your father. So we will not have a radio show on next Sunday. We are going to take the day off and eat chocolate-covered strawberries and just kick back and do whatever we want to do. And, you know, we want you guys to enjoy that day. For you all that have lost your mom, we don't want you to have a sad day, but just think about how wonderful she was to you, and you know, and that she's with the Most High now, you know, and just enjoy the day for her. Enjoy the day for her. Enjoy the day for her, and do some of the things that maybe she would have liked to have done on that day. And oh, thank you so much, Brother Uriah. I appreciate you letting me know that. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week and day. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.